Heading to the Middle East now, where the US Secretary of State has flown into a diplomatic storm amid days of violence between Israelis and Palestinians. While the timing of the trip comes as a coincidence, he's called for calm and reaffirmed Washington's support for a two-state solution.
President Biden remains fully committed to that goal. We continue to believe that the best way to achieve it is through preserving and then realizing the vision of two states. As I said to the Prime Minister, anything that moves us away from that vision is, in our judgment, detrimental to Israel's long-term security and its long-term identity as a Jewish and democratic state.
U.S. Secretary Antony Blinken there. Ambassador Daniel Shapiro represented the United States in Israel from 2011 to 2017 under President Barack Obama. He joins me now from Tel Aviv. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Given the last few days of violence, how tense is the region now that Secretary Blinken has arrived?
Well, it's quite tense. It certainly was not the atmosphere that Secretary Blinken had hoped for this trip, which was planned before these events. His goal was to come prepare for the first meeting between Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Biden and really lay out a joint plan to deal with some of the very significant opportunities in the region to expand normalization between Israel and Arab states and to develop a common strategy to deal with Iran and the threat that it gets nuclear weapons. Now he needs to deal with the crisis on the ground between Israelis and Palestinians. And he's done that, I think, as effectively as he can. He's expressed total support for Israel in the face of terror, utter condemnation of the terrible attack in Jerusalem on Friday, and strong support for Israel's right of self-defense. He's, of course, called for the Palestinian Authority to condemn it and to end the payments that they make to the families of those who carry out these attacks. But he's also, at the same time, called for both sides to avoid doing the things that can actually make the situation worse or would make it later impossible to eventually resume negotiations on two states. He's not here on a peace mission to try to get negotiations underway. He has no illusions that a two-state solution is achievable anytime in the near future with the current leaderships, but he does want to avoid additional acts of terror, proposals for de facto annexation of the West Bank or big settlement expansion by Israelis, vigilante justice, which even the Prime Minister called for citizens not to take the law into their own hands, or the breakdown of security cooperation between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. Those are all steps that actually can take a very bad situation and make it even worse and even harder to eventually climb back out of it and get back to the negotiating table.
So after that description from you, is it fair to describe what he's trying to do as just stabilizing then rather than actually getting to the goal that the U.S. administration would like to get to?
Yeah, to a significant degree, stabilization is the task of the moment. It is certainly not to launch a negotiation. But there's also an opportunity to think bigger and more broadly about how to draw some positive energy from the best thing that's happening in the Middle East, that's the Abraham Accords and normalization between Israel and several new Arab countries, and draw some positive energy from that into the Israeli-Palestinian arena. Arab states like the UAE and Bahrain have condemned the terrorism. They are doing new things like Holocaust education. They are changing the narratives in their societies. Now they also, as friends of both Israel and the Palestinians, have an opportunity to do some outreach to the new generation of Palestinians, try to demonstrate to them that their own leaders' rejection of normalization is actually depriving them of opportunities, and maybe give some backing to a more moderate and more effective new generation of Palestinian leaders as they undergo a leadership transition in the near term. But also, as friends of Israel, they may have the ability to influence Israeli policy as well and to discourage the more extreme Israeli proposals of annexation or massive settlement expansion that could derail any prospect for two states. So there are actually some opportunities present. They're a little bit hidden, but I hope that Secretary Blinken is looking to develop those as well.
They are a little bit hidden is a good description. Look, the American position on a two-state solution contradicts the position of some parties in Netanyahu's new coalition. What's the future of the two-state solution? Is it really still achievable?
Well, it's certainly not going in the right direction. Some would say it's on life support. Some would say it's already off life support, and it's no longer even got a heartbeat anymore. I think it is extremely difficult to imagine getting back to the kind of two-state solution that several previous American administrations, Clinton, George W. Bush, Obama, all tried to negotiate. But At the same time, when one looks at what the alternatives are, in which you really have one political entity between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean, when you may have the collapse of a Palestinian Authority that at least has autonomy in certain areas of the West Bank, and the Israeli military is drawn back in to provide law and order there, you really run the risk, as the Secretary said, of losing any opportunity for Palestinians to meet their objectives. So, the alternatives are also bad, that even those who reject a two-state solution often find that they can't really articulate a good future. And I think in some ways that's the logic that will eventually bring us back to that very difficult task, as hard as it looks right now.
Look, the tour will head to Ramallah next week, where Secretary Blinken will meet the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. What will he call on the U.S. to do?
Well, I think President Abbas obviously will do what any Palestinian leader would. He will call on the United States to pressure Israel more on settlement construction, on some of the rejection of two states that is heard in the Israeli government. He will call on the United States to reopen a consulate in Jerusalem, which President Trump closed and President Biden said he would like to reopen, but has not been able to overcome Israeli objections to do it yet. Secretary Blinken will show a certain degree of sympathy and also turn the question back around to President Abbas and say, look, your strategy of rejecting normalization, your strategy of not really leveling with the Palestinian people about what a future of two states looks like, a true end of the conflict that doesn't hold out the possibility of some mythical return of Palestinians to parts of Israel that will never be relinquished, is also not helping. And there's a way that you could change your leadership style that would make a positive contribution, and certainly not to fund terrorist activities, certainly to continue security cooperation with Israel. But, you know, President Abbas is quite advanced in his years. He's been doing this role for many years. I'm not sure there's a high expectation of change. And so, again, this is not a moment when Secretary Blinken necessarily has leaders on either side who he could have a successful chance to bring to the table. So, again, that brings you back to stabilization and preserving opportunities for the future.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will travel to Paris on Thursday and meet the French President Emmanuel Macron. What's the purpose of that trip?
Well, many countries in Europe and elsewhere in the region, of course, are very concerned about Iran, its pursuit of nuclear weapons, the breakdown and probably near demise of the Iran nuclear deal, the JCPOA. France, of course, was one of the partners of the United States and several other countries in achieving that goal in 2015, and has continued to be a key partner in trying to prevent Iran from having a nuclear weapon. France and President Macron himself are very committed to Israel and its security and the relationship that they have. So it's a natural consultation between those two leaders early in Prime Minister Netanyahu's new term. But I expect Prime Minister Netanyahu will hear from him as well, as probably he will hear from most European leaders, same things he heard from Secretary Blinken. Going too far in the direction that some of the more extreme members of the Israeli cabinet want to go, de facto annexation, mass settlement expansion, really ending any prospect of two states, will really not serve their interests and be strongly rejected by much of the international community.
And former Ambassador Daniel Shapiro, thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Now, former Ambassador Daniel Shapiro represented the United States in Israel from 2011 to 2017 under President Barack Obama.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.